You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New reports show migrant horticulture workers are enduring dire housing conditions, seeing upwards of six men a week in a single motel room that are each charged $150 a week. The accommodation has been detrimental to the worker's physical health, with one worker reporting his illness wasn't taken seriously until it required hospitalisation. The Equal Employment Opportunities Commissioner has recently investigated the conditions, calling it blatant economic exploitation. To learn more, Liam spoke to Michelle Johnston from the Amalgamated Workers Union about the conditions. They first discussed how these migrant workers were living.
Very substandard, below the healthy homes for some of the workers here. You know, living in damp conditions, paying quite a substantial amount of money each week just for renting out a bed, pretty much. Not enough storage to put their clothes in. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's not acceptable for New Zealand.
How has it gotten to this state?
Well, I think there's been small pockets in this industry since the scheme started, and we're looking at 15 years. But there's been not a lot of avenue for these guys to turn to. And I mean, there's a huge fear for these men to complain to anybody for fear, because it's happened before, of them not returning. We want to lift the standards in this industry and have them opt into the union and have the choice to opt out, so that they don't have the fear and threats that they're putting up with at the moment of joining the union.
Considering the amount that New Zealand has been calling for more migrant workers over the past couple of years, is this a surprise that migrant workers are having to be in these conditions right now?
Well, not for me. Because I've been working with these workers for over 20 years, well, 15 years of scheme, but I mean, I've been working alongside these guys. It's not a surprise to me. It seems to be a surprise for a lot of other people, but, you know, we do have the solution to lift the industry, and that's have codified industry standards. They want to lift the cap and bring more workers in. We need to fix what's wrong now and, you know, just get the standards to such a way that it works for these workers, works for employers, but these workers come to New Zealand and they're getting the same sort of standard that we would expect ourselves to be treated and live in.
How is this affecting their physical health?
That's a big issue, especially when it comes to illness. I mean, it's been a really bad year, a couple of years with COVID and the flu, and, you know, these men, the living conditions that they live in, things spread like wildfire. One gets sick, they all get sick. And they come into New Zealand, especially when they're back to their normal visa status, where they're here for 6 to 8 months. They don't even get sick leave when they come in. So they're pushed. Well, them themselves want to go to work because they know if they stay home, they're not getting sick leave. I mean, it's really unacceptable and it needs to be looked at.
Is this the responsibility of employers or the programs that they're coming to New Zealand through?
Well, I mean, at the moment, we're working towards better conditions, better terms and conditions. So we're working with immigration and the ministers to try and, lift these standards so that it's something that New Zealand can be proud of. I mean, it's on the whole legislation. Of course, employers do have the choice to pay sick leave if they want to, but when it's not required of them, I mean, in reality, who's going to do it?
Are these problems only in the Nelson, Tasman and Marlborough regions, or are they seen
absolutely
around
not.
The country?
It's nationwide. I mean, just what I've seen here in Marlborough, and a little bit around the country, I'm sure that we're just scraping the surface of what's out there really in exploitation.
What needs to be done to provide these workers with safe and healthy accommodation?
Well, I think that's what we're talking about now with the government and ministry, is having, the proper standards. So the whole industry has got what we call codified industry standards, which they cannot go to below. And that would cover the standards of accommodation, the standards of fair pay, all those things. So there is a solution out there, because we want this industry to, you know, to be what it was designed to be and treat these workers that come in here, because we certainly need these workers. The whole industry would fall over without them, with dignity and respect. Well, I think we're not the enemy here. We want to work with employers just to make sure that these workers are looked after and they've got good terms and conditions like we'd expect for ourselves. So I think for employers to work with us would be a step in the right direction. Also, any of these bad apples, if if you like to put it that way, these bad employers, they need to be called out and they need to lose their accreditation, because it's what's causing the whole industry a bad name. You know, we are stepping in the right direction, but people need to, you know, we all need to work together, because this is about, you know, the well-being of people that are coming into New Zealand, and they need to, you know, be treated. It's just like we would want to be treated if we went over to their country.
That was Liam speaking with Michelle Johnson from the Almagated Workers Union on the housing conditions of migrant workers in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.